Hi, everyone. You're listening to Front Row Center, Montana Public Radio's weekly arts interview. I'm Connor McElwee, and I'm sitting in for Michael Marsalek. My guest today is Rachel Mindell, Executive Director of the Montana Book Festival. Welcome, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Which events are you particularly excited about this year?
That's a tough question. There are so many great events this year. In addition to author readings and signings and panels, we also include workshops, pitch sessions, film, visual art, rejection open mic. I'm excited for round two of Pie and Whiskey. Last year, we far exceeded the Union Club's capacity at 325 and turned away probably 100 people. We're pre-ticketing this year, and we expect tickets to go really quickly. Your ticket includes a slice of homemade pie, baked probably that day, and a glass of Sudden Wisdom Rye, Montgomery Distillery's new whiskey. We'll have a new event called Literary Deathmatch, which features four authors and three celebrity judges competing in a game show style competition. There's going to be a really fun event at the Union Club on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. called Hair of the Dog That Bit You or Is About To, featuring Native American authors sharing readings and conversation. That one's going to be really cool. Miley Malloy will be here. She's a fiction author from Montana. She no longer lives here, but she writes about Montana. And there's a film coming out in October called Certain Women that's based on her stories that was filmed here in Montana. Actually, one of the actresses in the film, Lily Gladstone, will be one of our judges for Literary Deathmatch. Jenny Montgomery, owner of Montgomery Distillery, will be presenting her chapbook and art. She has a special opening that will take place in the Radius Gallery sidecar. Her exhibit will be up during the book festival, and she'll read on Saturday at 5:30. We're offering some great workshops at this year's festival. We have two free arts-based workshops, one with Nance Van Winkle on creating visual poetry, and another with Simon Arispe on creating pop-up books. We have five writing workshops, two on poetry, two on fiction, and one especially for women on getting your work out there called Women Who Pitch, and pitch sessions with literary agents. We also have some special textual arts events this year, including printing demos, arts programming in coordination with the Missoula Art Museum, a long list of book-related events that aren't necessarily just readings. We have over 100 events this year and 200 participating authors, so there is a lot to be excited about.
Cool. I'm Connor McElwee, and speaking with Rachel Mindell, the executive director of this year's Montana Book Festival. And who are some of the most notable authors at the festival this year, people that you think people should really see?
Our keynote reading will feature two exceptional poets, Eileen Miles and Gregory Pardlow. I'm really jazzed that Eileen Miles will be here. I discovered her poetry a couple of years ago. It's feminist, queer, political, and radical writing, and it's been extremely inspiring to me. Other festival authors include James Lee Burke, Seth Kantner, Rachel Harper, Richard Fifield, Michael Earl Craig, Montana's poet laureate, will be with us. As a poet myself who is drawn to wild contemporary poetry, I love Craig's humor and aesthetic. Paula McLean will be here. She's the author of The Paris Wife, and her newest book, Circling the Sun, will be included in the author luncheon. Stephen Graham Jones will be back. He's a really great gothic horror fiction author. Robert Michael Pyle is a poet and naturalist. Tony Hillerman's daughter, Anne Hillerman, will be here, and she, in her writing, carries on her father's legacy of mystery writing. Denez Smith is an incredible spoken word poet.
And are there any events for children in this year's festival?
Yes, one of our major partners is the Missoula Public Library, and they organize a youth festival. This year's youth festival will include events at the public library and also outreach into the schools. Our visiting youth festival authors will be heading to Missoula elementary, middle, and high schools on Friday to visit with kids.
And is there anything else you'd like people to know about this year's festival?
We are building on a strong tradition established by the Humanities Montana Festival of the Book. Our festival is a little longer. We're running from September 20th through the 25th. The pricing structure for the festival is slightly different than years past. We're offering a combination of free programming, ticketed programming, and events that require a festival button. Buttons can be purchased online as well as at Fact and Fiction and Shakespeare and Company for $15. And they're an all-access pass to Friday and Saturday events. They also give you great discounts around town throughout the festival.
And Rachel, if people want more information on this year's festival, where can they go?
Our website is montanabookfestival.org, and there you can find lots of information about the festival, including access to our digital schedule. Programs are available at local bookstores, Shakespeare and Company and Fact and Fiction, as well as at the Missoula Public Library. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter. We encourage anyone who wants to join us at the festival to purchase an all-access Friday and Saturday pass, which is our festival button.
Again, that website address is montanabookfestival.org. And are you looking for more volunteers for this year's festival?
We could absolutely use more volunteers, especially for tabling at special events. People who are interested in volunteering should get in touch with me at montanabookfestival@gmail.com.
I'm Connor McElwee, and I've been speaking with Rachel Mindell, the executive director of the Montana Book Festival. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Connor.